at LK Mobile.
Morning, Shane. I just come over the top of the hill here, and it is froggy over there in that O'Neill edition down in that valley. How's your day?
A little foggy this morning. A little more moisture in the air. So far, so good. I'm headed out to make my first trailer drop-off, and then head back to the building and wait for them to finish loading my other trailer to make deliveries. I hope your day is going well.
Radio down here. Whew, the sun's bright coming out of the east there. Shane, I looked that up last night on that Chatham Island, and you know, you can get a card through OQRS if you got PayPal or something like that. I think they just take PayPal. But if you get enrolled in that, so I went over there and I looked in my books and I wanted to. This guy going to stop behind me or hit me. I wanted a card from them, and I knew I had worked them. It was credited to Logbook of the World, and they credit real quick. They got one of those Starlink things. So it will credit you there if you got Logbook of the World. But just immediately like that, you pay €3, which is $3.40. And they don't want your card. They just send you a card for that and confirm it to Logbook of the World at the same time. It's a pretty neat system they got set up there.
I do have Logbook of the World. I was going to... I was reading on his site saying he would upload everything today, I think. I think yesterday was the last day there. I'll look and make sure that I got confirmed. I might send off for the card. That'll be a good one to have.
It would. It's kind of a rare island. Boy, we did get lucky then that this is the last day they were there. But it was already confirmed last night. I didn't look on Logbook of the World, but it was already credited there on OQRS, and all you do is put in the time that you worked him. And the hour and the day, and then just click on it, it takes you to PayPal, and then from there you just click on that to pay it there, and it's done. I had worked them on 15 meters, and I had credit for that, but I didn't have a card, and I rarely, I think that's the first card I've sent for in the last 4 or 5 years. But I just kind of wanted that one.
It's a good one to have, and since they're not there very often, boy, taking that opportunity that happened last night to get it was, like you said, we just lucked out.
2014, so that's been 10 years ago, and I didn't even remember what year it was, but I thought I'd worked many years before that. So, it is kind of rare out of 30 years, you know, or 30-some years. I don't know what it adds up to since 93.
Years, I think, because your math was correct.
Looking an uneducated guess there. I'm headed down to Mountain View Clinic here just to get a blood draw for a doctor's appointment next week, a six-month checkup. So, nothing else planned today that I know of until I talked to Bernice. So I haven't even had my coffee or my two oatmeal cookies this morning.
You sound pretty energetic for not having anything. That's always terrible when you're not allowed to have anything first thing in the morning when you got to go do blood draws like that. Because that just seems like it makes you want something even more than normal.
You know, I hate it when you get an appointment and it's cross town or something for a blood draw, and it's at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning. That makes it kind of rough.
Coffee and the two oatmeal cookies, is that your pre-breakfast snack?
That's traditional. And Bernice just made a new batch of about 50 of those oatmeal cookies last night. And I even eat one for a snack once in a while. They got little pieces of nuts in them and dates in them and stuff like that. They're pretty good. And I took Tim over a plate of them yesterday. Keeps him regular, he says. Bernice takes care of him.
That make for good neighbors, because they will appreciate you, and they will probably go out of their way to make sure they keep treating you nice.
Best neighbors that we've ever had, other than one neighbor back in Kansas, and he was my favorite, but he was a craftsman, and he built model steam engines and that in his shop, and taught me how to weld, and things like that, and taught me a lot of safety, too. Well, Shane, I'm just getting ready to pull in down here. Good to hear you this morning, and we'll talk to you later today, maybe, in 4ZLK in 0TR73s.
Yeah, have a good day. Hope the blood draw goes well, and get back and get some breakfast. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.